You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You know, Virginians, you have a big task ahead of you. June 13th is your primary day to vote for who you want to be the head of either party in this gubernatorial race. That primary coming up. We're pleased to be joined this morning by one of the candidates, Republican Corey Stewart, who is the chairman at large of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and hoping to best Ed Gillespie, is currently leading in the polls in this race. And Corey, you know, I want to start with that question, which is, you know, the recent polling shows that Ed Gillespie's ahead as much as 37-12 in terms of the polling. How do you make up that differential? What's inside your bag of tricks right now?
Well, that poll is 6 weeks old.
That's right.
Been a recent poll. And second, look, the best that we haven't had a Republican primary in Virginia in 12 years, so nobody knows what the voting universe is. Nobody knows who's coming out to vote. And so, you know, none of the polls is accurate. But what we're seeing on the ground, and one of the things that this just came out late last week, one of the best indications about how you're going to do it is where is early voting turnout the strongest? That if it's in your area, that's a good news. And in Northern Virginia, all the localities are below what they were expected. The expected turnout is very, very low turnout, except in one county and in one city, and that's Prince William County and the city of Manassas. That's my home turf. So there's good indications that, and we're seeing it on the ground, a lot of people are breaking my way, and a lot of the people who were previously undecided, even in all these polls, you know, large majorities of people undecided, they're seeming to break our way at this point.
But even in your own county, I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, but you have other members of your board of supervisors who've now sort of walked away from you because of Confederate issues in the state of Virginia. Is that right? And do you think that the issue of defending Confederate monuments in Virginia has led to people to unfairly target you in a way that's hurting your campaign?
Well, it might have. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, that it's the right thing to do. If we let the left start taking down our historical monuments in the state of Virginia. This is the home of the founders. It's the home of so many American heroes. If we allow them to start taking down this, I mean, all of these monuments are going to go away all across the country. And, you know, they're not, the left is not just aiming at a few Confederate generals, you know, Robert E. Lee and others. That would be bad enough. But where they're really going at, if you can take down the monument to somebody who fought for the Confederacy, because they would argue that they fought for the institution of slavery, you can also take down the monuments to the founding fathers because they were slaveholders. And once you discredit the founders, you've discredited the founding documents, namely the Constitution. That's where the left is going with this, and that's why I'm going to stop it.
Do you think that aligning yourself with President Trump while other candidates across the country are somewhat distancing themselves from him, do you think that that is working in your favor?
Well, I think so, because, look, I think the president is doing a great job. I've always been loyal to him. I think he's, you know, he's got some challenges here because, you know, there's some roadblocks. He doesn't have his entire staff in the government yet, even though we're months into his term, and that's because of the background checks haven't been completed. But the economy is turning around. You're going to see that as the stock market continues to surge and do well, and jobs come back into the United States, and the lifting of the Paris Climate Accord off the backs of American businesses will start to bring back jobs. And as that happens, his approval ratings will go up. And as that happens, that's good for all Republicans, especially those like me who are more loyal to him.
I know you question some of the polling, and as you should, given the recent history. But we look at other state polling suggesting that either you or Ed Gillespie will face a real challenge in taking on Democrats in the state. Why do you think you'd be a better choice? I know this is basically the question that you answer all campaign, but why do you think you'd be a better choice than Ed Gillespie to defeat Democrats and win the governorship?
Ed Gillespie's never won an election. He's only tried it one time in the biggest Republican tied year since 1928. 2014, we could have run Bugs Bunny as a Republican and he would have been elected anywhere in the country. We ran and won statewide elections in Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland, and we lost in Virginia with Ed Gillespie as our candidate. I, on the other hand, have continued to win in a district that's a half million people, that's 54% minority, that is a 60-40 Democratic district, and, you know, run countywide in Prince William County as its leader, and I've won that not once, not twice, but four times in a row, and that's because people like, they respect strong leadership, even if they disagree with it. They see that their taxes are lower, crime is lower, we've cracked down on illegal immigration, and, you know, people want that they're looking for strong leadership.
Your county is the second largest county, growth county in Virginia. So the demographic has to be changing there as different people move in and they start to flock to the suburbs. Does that help you or hurt you?
Well, I've been able to win them over. And, you know, some people say, for example, you know, it is the second largest locality. We just overtook Virginia Beach. We have about 460,000 residents right now. The reason I've been able to win over a very large percentage of African Americans, Asians, and other minorities in Prince William County is because this. When people say, why did you lead a big crackdown on illegal immigration in a diverse county? And the thing is that the biggest improvements to public safety, where neighborhoods got the safest because of that program, was in those areas of Prince William County that were not so well off, where you had a lot of minority residents, and the biggest improvements were there. And I go to, you know, African-American churches all the time, and people say, hey, thanks for putting that in place. And that's why I'm voting for you, even though I don't vote for other Republicans.
Where are you going to be traveling now in the state in the next week or so? What's your game plan here?
Well, we've been traveling all over the state for the last year and a half, for President Trump, and then for my own campaign. But we're going to be down in Lynchburg. We're going to be in Winchester tomorrow evening. We're going to be in Hampton Roads and throughout the Richmond area. But we put all that scheduling on my Facebook page, Corey Stewart VA.
You know, you mentioned Lynchburg, and it's important to me for one reason. I feel like, MS-13 is an issue that doesn't get enough attention, I think, in our area, for one. But the other thing is that there was a gruesome, mutilating murder in that area, and I realized on the campaign trail, you were one of the few people I've heard to actually talk about it. I really appreciate that aspect of your campaign.
Well, thanks. It was an 11th grade boy, a 17-year-old boy, who was abducted by criminal illegal aliens, MS-13 gang members. They chopped off his hands, they chopped off his feet, and then they slit his throat and they dumped his body in Bedford. Now, people don't like to talk about that, but we have to. It's, you know, we've got to challenge this because it's spreading throughout Virginia, not just in Northern Virginia. I dealt with it 10 years ago, and in Hampton Roads, they've got a big gang problem. But it's spreading throughout Virginia, and the only way that you can root these guys out, which I'm determined to do, is you've got to put in the program that we put in Prince William County, and that is this. If you're here illegally, we catch you, we identify your immigration status, and if you're here illegally, you're deported rather than being released back in the community. If we had done that for these three gang members who had prior arrests, they would have been deported, not released back into Virginia, and that 17-year-old would still be alive today.
And I suspect that everything you just said is a strong indicator of why you do have support in the state of Virginia. Thank you, Corey Stewart, for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father, and with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.